Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. On different occasions of Prabhupada's touring of Europe, Guru Gauranga Dasa got the opportunity firsthand to see Prabhupada's expertise in preaching according to time and place. In 1972, after his arrival at the Orly Airport in Paris, Srila Prabhupada held a press conference. Guru Gauranga acted as translator. One reporter was interested in Srila Prabhupada's personal life before he became the leader of the Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada went along with the line of questioning and explained how he had given up his family and had accepted the sannyasa order. Then the reporter asked how many children Prabhupada had. At that point, Prabhupada just looked at him and said, "Thousands." The man widened his eyes and began writing in his pad as if he had just gotten a sensational story. All of them I have had without my wife, Prabhupada said. Then he said that many of his children were sitting there with him in the room. When he said that, the devotees shouted, "Hari Bol." The reporter looked sheepish as he began to understand what Prabhupada meant. In 1974, when Srila Prabhupada travelled to Geneva, Guru Gauranga was temple president and he got a chance to see Prabhupada even more closely. Guru Gauranga had arranged for Prabhupada to speak at the World Health Organization. Half an hour before Prabhupada was to speak, Guru Gauranga showed Prabhupada a copy of a journal published by the WHO. The journal described the organization's birth control programs, and when Prabhupada saw their pictures and read what they did, he became angry. He asked Guru Gauranga why he had arranged a program there. Guru Gauranga explained that it was a very influential forum. "They do not care what I say," Prabhupada replied. "Whatever I say, they will simply print my picture and they will say Bhaktivedanta Swami at the WHO. And then they will publish it in such a way that it looks like I'm supporting these activities." Prabhupada then asked various devotees in the room whether or not they thought he should go to the program. The devotees expressed their opinions, and then Prabhupada asked Guru Gauranga if they could hold a kirtana at the program. "They can't stop us once we start, Srila Prabhupada," Guru Gauranga answered. Finally, Prabhupada just said, "Let's go." In his talk, Prabhupada said that only dogs and cats could create overpopulation, but that first-class human beings could not. He then smashed the World Health Organization's scientific birth control program. And at the end of the program, many Indians crowded around him, praising him and expressing their appreciation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.